Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host. Well, you know who I am by now. I'm Emma Gunn Wardner. And I thought we'd have a little chat about self-care in this mini show, because self-care is a good habit to get into. But what does it really mean? And the reason why this is at the forefront of my mind at the moment is because I've been out a lot recently with friends, and we've just had the sort of catch-ups and the sort of deep and meaningfuls that end up making you A, feel really, really good, and also give you a lot to think about. And we just all seem to be at that place where we feel that feeling centered, feeling happy, in inverted commas, and by inverted commas, I mean based on whatever that means to or for you, and how a sense of calm or just feeling like you're doing okay can come from staying in your lane, not worrying about what anyone else is doing or thinking, and appreciating the fact that you are who you are and that's okay. And it is something that all of us collectively agreed. It's taken us years to get towards a place of understanding that, not even putting it into practice, but just understanding that that actually is where that feeling of steadiness, of feeling tethered, can come from. Because when you're younger, maybe you worry a little bit too much about what people think of you or other things. And so you haven't really got there yet. I'm sure there are younger people who have, but just in the experience of my collective group of friends and I, we realized that we are having conversations and we are understanding ourselves in a way that we couldn't have before. And that obviously is what growing and learning is all about, and developing as a human being and a person. And I guess this is something we've talked about, you and I, you, my most excellent listeners, and I think this is something we've talked about a lot in many different forms with various guests on the podcast, but it can sometimes be hard to put into practice. There are so many things, especially social media, just other people, whether they're online or in the street in front of you or in your workplace, that can derail you and can make you feel as though you need to compete, or that can make you feel that what you are doing isn't good enough, and so on. And I guess what I'm trying to say with this episode, what we're going to get to, is that's nonsense. You're doing just fine. And you just need to block out all that noise and just focus on what makes you happy. So it started a conversation with another friend about the most important thing you can do for yourself in terms of self-care. And we were talking about, you know, for some of us, it's paying our bills, or it's looking after our kids, or it's whatever it might be. And I said, for me, honestly, self-care is keeping my home clean and tidy, because it's a sign of putting myself first that my home is organized, so that I'm never stressing about where something is or frantically trying to find something, or just, you know, can't put things away easily, whether that's laundry, utensils from the dishwasher or whatever. And how it just means that if I keep my home clean and tidy, so that at the end of the day, I just take those few minutes to just put the pens away that are on my desk. It sounds like really silly stuff, but put my pens away that are on my desk, any papers that are on my desk, file them away or throw them away or recycle them, whatever they need, so that when I come back into the study the next morning, it looks brand new. And you know that feeling. The only thing I can think of is when you stay in a hotel, you go out and you come back and housekeeping's been in and they've done a turndown service. It's like that. You just think, oh, fresh, new, clean, lovely. It's just a nice feeling. So that's what we were coming back to. That's what I said made me feel really, really happy. And I also think that making my bed and making sure my bed clothes, my bed linen, is really comfortable and clean is one of the nicest things I can do for myself. Because by making my bed in the morning, I'm prepping a lovely place to go to sleep that evening when I get home. And I was laughing, and we were actually all laughing about this, about student days. You know, when you would wash your bed linen, you'd get round to it and you'd dry it somehow, but it wouldn't be dry in time for you to put it back on the bed by the time you needed to go to sleep. And so you would sleep on a bare bed with a bare duvet. Please don't make me feel so bad. There were a few of us who had done this, but I know it's not great. And this was a long time ago. We were talking student days, or like early days of living not at home. And it never bothered me at the time. I was just bed, isn't it? But I was in bed the other day, and I'd just made it and it smelled really nice and it was really comfortable. And I suddenly thought about that. It's what prompted the conversation with my friends. And I just thought, gosh, I don't think I'll ever do that again, because I just know it just would make me feel rubbish having clean bed linen. Having a made bed when I get home is lovely. And I guess another reason why this had been coming up is because I've been feeling a bit tetchy. That is to say, a little edgy recently. And was beginning to slip into the sort of headspace that can be unhealthy for me. And for me, it starts with thinking about what I've got on tomorrow or next week or next month. And suddenly in my head, they become very, very big and massive and insurmountable. And I think, well, I've left it too late to do a good job, so I should probably cancel all of them and hide and let people down. And I don't want to let people down, but oh, I just feel like I've taken on too much. And it's that weird thing where I talk myself out of doing things because of fear of not being able to do them well, or just because I think I won't be able to handle it. And actually, if I postpone it and have a bit of a longer run up to it, then everything will be all right. Well, you just need to do it sometimes. So my way of combating that, because I could feel my head kind of going into that place because there's a lot on. I've had a lot of working at home recently, and now I've got a lot of recording and things coming up, and the diary looks a little bit overwhelming. And my way of combating that was to take a full day to reorganize everything. I tipped out the contents of my wardrobe, all of my drawers in my bedroom, my office, my entire beauty cupboard. So all of the product samples that are sent to me for review, every single box in my office was tipped out onto the floor, because I thought, I've just been shoving things in any old box and they need to be organized. My makeup bags, my kitchen, my bathrooms, everything. And slowly, steadily, I put it all back together again. And in so doing, I made all of these things much more user-friendly for me. I reorganized, repositioned, and I just made all the things I use every day more accessible, easier to use. And I do definitely feel that that external organization has impacted on my internal organization. And please don't misunderstand me. At certain points during the day, I did think, what the F have you done, Emma? You absolute fool. This is going to take forever. And actually, just put it all in a bin bag. I didn't do that, especially in my office, actually. All the samples were tipped out, all the beauty products. And I know that sounds like a great thing. Gosh, a room, a floor full of beauty products. But by Jiminy, organizing them all was quite the chore, I've got to say. But it now looks fabulous and I'm very, very happy. Nothing was messy or dirty to begin with, but just giving everything a mega refresh felt really damn good. Felt really, really good. I also used the opportunity to retire the skincare I was using and replace it with new things. Now, that might sound really indulgent, but I have been using the same products month in, month out for a while now, the same active ingredients. And as I was tipping out all those products onto the office floor, I thought, gosh, you're not trying much new, Emma, which means that you're not really finding out, you're not going to be able to share anything new with people. So I retired a lot of the old stuff and I didn't change the active ingredients, but having got to the end of a lot of my products, I just replaced them with newness from brands that maybe I haven't tried before. So I retired an old vitamin C with a new one. I retired an old retinol with a new one. I retired an old hyaluronic acid that was it was really so close to being empty. And it's the kind of thing that I can put in a travel bag and then that's perfect for when I go away. And if you follow me on social media, I hope you do, at Emma Guns, I reacted really badly to a high factor SPF recently, and I came out in really big, quite uncomfortable spots. And I'm 99% sure it's the SPF, because as soon as I stopped using it, the reaction subsided and my skin normalized. But I also decided that in and amongst my daily routine, I wanted to throw in some products that I hadn't tried before, but that I was confident my skin would like. So to that end, I've added Alex Steiner's Pollution Solution exfoliating pads to my daily routine. They're available in Primark, and also the Goop Glow 15% Glycolic Overnight Glow Peel once a week. And again, my skin likes glycolic, it responds well to it. It loves the reformulated Good Genes by Sunday Riley. But I hadn't had it in my regime for a little while, and I just thought, why on earth haven't you? So clearly a nice thing to do for myself was to put some glycolic in my skincare regime, right? Yes. Also, I did what sounds really boring, but I got all of my devices, so my electric toothbrush, my two epilators, my Philips Lumea, which is the IPL device that I use for facial and body hair reduction, so that, and I got them and I charged them all, so that next time I use them, they don't start flashing, battery needs to be charged. Just all the little things that make a big, big difference, just so that next time you use something, it's just so, so user-friendly. All of this, how I organize my wardrobe, how my skincare is arranged, the way I store my pens and paper in my desk, all of these things are of no importance to anyone else but me, which is why I think it's so important, and it's why I think it's such great self-care. And it sounds very basic and it's not indulgent, but it just makes life easier. And that, I think, is self-care in a nutshell. And the reason I'm saying all of this is because we're all stressed. We've all got a heck of a lot on. And sometimes you might be told that a glass of wine in the bath with some expensive bath oils or such like is self-care. And when I was chatting to my friends about this, we all sort of made this noise. We're like, oh, it's just a way of getting you to buy expensive bath salts or buy an expensive wine or buy an expensive scented candle. And actually, is it really self-care? Is it really having any long-term effect? Was it just a nice moment? There's a great deal of value in sinking down into a bath and relaxing, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is that splurging on an expensive scented candle, bath salts or face mask is great. But self-care, I think, is about future-proofing and taking a step back and looking at what will make life easier or will make it run more smoothly, whatever it might be. But those are my thoughts. Those are honestly my thoughts. So, and I just sort of thought, if you get out of the bath and you've had a great bath and your bath oil's fantastic, your scented candles made you feel awesome, the glass of wine's given you a nice buzz, but you get out of that bath and your towels are still drying on the rack somewhere and your bed's not made, or it doesn't really compound into a lovely experience now, does it? It might not feel as nice. Anyway, those are my thoughts and feelings about self-care. And honestly, we could talk about this for hours and the things that you can do. But this is the sort of conversation we should be having in the Facebook group. So why not click the link in the show notes to join? Please answer those three questions and please agree to the rules of the forum where I cannot let you in. Sorry, don't at me. Or DM me on Insta or Twitter where I'm at Emma Guns. Or you can always email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. What are the things that you do for you? Is it making sure that you have 45 minutes on a Sunday to read a book? Is it going to bed and spritzing your pillow with sleep spray? Whatever it might be, what are the things that you do, small things that make your life better, that don't necessarily involve splurging on something expensive or buying into this idea that a scented candle and, I don't know, a glass of wine is self-care? It has its place, but what are the things that you do that honestly make your life easier, that if you do them more often, will just make things run more smoothly? Because that, for me, is what self-care is. Anyway, self-care, let's all do a bit more of it, shall we? And let's all just feel good. that's what I'd like to get to. But let's definitely have this conversation in the Facebook group. The link to join, as I said, is in the show notes. And if you want to, please do DM me on Instagram or Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns, or you can always drop me an email to thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And it is genuinely the best part of my day when I get emails from you. So please don't be shy. Drop me a note. I do get back to everybody personally. I'm not always as prompt or as quick as I would like. Mea culpa, but I do try my very, very best and I do get back to everybody eventually. So please do drop me a line. And thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next one.